From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Gregory Pabst reading A Form of Godliness by Shane Johnson. Now, let's begin with A Form of Godliness. Author's note. The initial draft of this novel was written between the period from July 2002 through March 2003. At that time, the wounds of 9/11 were still fresh, and with images of the fallen towers vivid in our minds, we had gone into Afghanistan, had routed the terrorist networks there, and were in final preparation for the necessary follow-up action to be taken in Iraq. As of this writing, no further attack has taken place on American soil, but by the time this book goes to press, that may change. I pray it does not. The extreme events described in this novel were chosen and structured to create a plausible, fictitious portrayal of future struggles in the conflict forced upon us. No disrespect or insensitivity was intended toward anyone who has suffered through the horror of a terrorist attack, or toward their families or friends. We cannot know what the future holds for the United States, or for any of its people. But rest in the assurance that whatever befalls this nation, our mighty God is and always has been in control of all things. Remember the words of Joseph, spoken to the brothers who had betrayed him. As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring about this present result. So therefore, do not be afraid. Genesis 50, 20-21. Shane Johnson, June 2004. Prologue. It was a dark and stormy night. At least it had been. The moon finally shone upon Philadelphia, breaking through the wispy gray ghosts that crossed overhead, casting its signature against the black waters of the Delaware.